Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your will be done. Your kingdom come and enlighten us for this day, Father God. Give us our daily bread in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 97 and it's verses 3 and 4.
Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles.
Hallelujah. I just think, you know, that we know it, that all unrighteousness, then those that names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. So that's fire. But also we see your fire goes before him. And that I just see as, you know, when a fire comes, it takes away that which is dead, that which is dry, that which is burnable. And afterwards, the new growth, new life can come forth. So I see that very much not as the end of something, but a time of change. But then I like this, his lightnings lighten up the world, the earth sees and trembles. About 35 years ago, in the first ministry where I just got born again and I came to it with Francois and Lydia at Elion Ministries, and there we had taken hold of that scripture, he who knew no sin became sin for us, 1 Corinthians 5:21. And so that we can become the righteousness of God. So we were very much on the righteousness of God. What is God wanting from us? What we can relate to? Because it's righteousness is the answer to sin. And so in light of that, we were awaking to righteousness, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15:34. Awake to righteousness and sin no more. And a leader of a big congregation here in South Africa came and visited us, and listening to his words after, you know, spending time with us, you could see he wasn't biting, he wasn't seen, he was just in sin consciousness. And so I was sitting outside in the Bedford van, and I was overlooking the valley, and I was concerned about him and his a big congregation. And then the Lord gave me a picture in my mind. I just saw a whole lot of deer, all of one species, one type of deer, a buck, and they were all walking together. And then suddenly some lions appeared here in the background far away, and many never saw it, but a couple of the deer did. And they started running. And when they started running, the others started running as well. So that was like a revelation to me that, you know, that birds of a feather or different, those of the same species will start seeing the enemy is a problem, and they will start turning away from the lies, and they will start going in the right direction into the goodness of God, and then the others would also just follow. And so that was encouragement. But then in the same time, the lightning just went on the one side, I saw lightning, and boom, I saw lightning on the other side. And then the Lord took me to a scripture in Luke where it says, just like the lightning, so will the Son of Man be in his day. Will light up one part of heaven and then also light up the other part of heaven. So basically we're saying don't run after people until the revelation has come. And so that's what I just want to share. You know, lightning, there's four types of lightning. But the one type of lightning is there's a response, there's a positive current that comes from the land. Goes up, and then the clouds, the heaven comes down and meets that. So there's a demand, a seeking from the earth side, and then heaven comes and responds. And then where they respond, there's a mighty flash. That is where you see the light come from. It's a cut. I think it's a, they said it's something like four times the light, the heat of the sun, three times the heat of the sun when it comes together. So that to me is pointing out revelation from the Lord. So it's so important for us to not just know about this, not just stay in the tradition, church traditions, and in our own family traditions, but to get to know the Lord. That we see that so clearly in the Bible. He says at one place, get behind, I don't know you. You know, they heal the sick, they cast out demons. He says, get away, I don't know you. So knowing the Lord is so important. And in knowing the Lord, revelation comes. And it lightens your life. And that life gets so enlightened that it enlightens other people's lives. So that's just what I want to encourage this morning. You know, God made everything available for us. We need to come to take hold of what is made available, and we need to look to him, and we need to hear from him, and we need to, he who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. So be blessed. The Lord loves you. He has made full provision for you. He's got a destiny and a purpose for you. Draw close to him and let his lightnings, his revelation lighten your life and encourage everyone else. Amen.
Amen.